This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Recently, two friends, a couple, let's call them Joanna and Chip, moved in together and asked for some help moving from myself, my husband, and two other friends. Let's call them Dale and Nick. We loaded up two pickup trucks with Joanna's furniture and headed to their new place about an hour away. On the way, a carpet flew out of Dale and Nick's truck and as a result became ruined. I mean, it had to be trash. No way of salvaging it. No one was hurt by the carpet and there was no damage to anything else. Had everything been properly secured, it wouldn't have been a problem. When we arrived at the final destination, there was a small apology, but the entire thing took on a lighthearted, joking tone with the line, "Well, nobody died," being thrown around. The rug was nice, and I believe one of the pricier things that was moved. The cost was more than the couple saved by not renting a moving truck. What should Dale and Nick have done? And now that the moment has passed, what is the best way for Joanna to proceed? Best anxious witness.
Oh, I'm sorry, anxious witness.
I know, right? Awkward.
It is a little awkward.
Yeah.
And for sort of a awkward and complicated situation, I think I've got a pretty simple answer. In this particular situation, I don't think these people are liable for the damages to the carpet. They're helping their friend move and an accident happens along the way. And it's one thing if you've asked to borrow something and you've borrowed something from someone and you damage it, then I think there's some onus on you to replace it. But when you're helping someone do something like move or really anything that they've asked you for their help in and something goes wrong along the way, I think that they bear some of that responsibility and maybe even ultimately they bear that responsibility.
I think like the person who's owning the objects should always have that last look at everything as it's packed away, making sure it's secure. And then I feel like you can't blame Dale and Nick.
Yeah, I think the advice going forward is take a lesson here that if there's something that really matters to you and you're responsible for it, like you are in a situation where you've asked people to help you, that you take care that your crystal's boxed and packaged the way that you really think it needs to be to survive the trip.
Or even that you're the one who puts it in the truck or you're the one driving that particular truck.
Yeah. I think that there's a lesson here for Dale and Nick also.
Yeah.
That I think they might be ultimately aware that they're not responsible.
Yeah.
And they want to apologize, but they didn't really approach that apology with the seriousness that it deserves for the sake of the relationship.
Right.
That some genuine contrition
don't
might
make a
go
joke.
A long way.
Yeah.
And maybe the joke is going to help you move past it, but you've got to spend a little bit more time with the seriousness and the sincerity of that apology. Anxious witness here is perceiving a little bit of social pressure on the host in this situation or the person who's doing the move to take responsibility, to say, ultimately, it's mine. And that social pressure does exist. I think that that's real. That's what we're talking about with etiquette, the social expectation that the person who's ultimately responsible here takes the responsibility and does their best not to hold it over the people who made
right.
the mistake. That also requires the people who made the mistake to play the job, to play the role of
apologizing.
In some ways, disciplining themselves.
Yeah.
Showing that they're exercising that internal discipline of, you know, we made a mistake here. We're genuinely
yeah.
sorry for it. And we're sorry for the cost that it's going to result in for you.
It is amazing how taking ownership and responsibility of something in and of itself can be enough of a healing mechanism in a situation like this. And I think that's just brilliant advice, Dan.
Anxious witness, I hope that that helps. Moving forward, I say take good care with your stuff, particularly when you're the one responsible for it. And my mother had an old expression. She said, penny wise, pound foolish. Maybe next time think about hiring those movers.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.